I asked somebody this morning if they prefer a 10-minute halacha share on a topic that's very practical but maybe not all that exciting, or something that hopefully is not so practical but a little more exciting, and the vote was for something not so practical but a little more exciting. There is a shaila that one of my talmidim in 11th grade asked me this year when we were discussing the upcoming Shemitah year. He said, what about marijuana? Does marijuana have Kedusha Shvius, and what are the implications of marijuana having Kedusha Shvius? So I happened to have thought it was an intriguing question. I gave a shiur in my shul about it, but then just last week, someone handed me this kuntras that Rav Zilberstein put out, and he's got like 15 pages on whether marijuana has Kedusha Shvius. Now, why would Rav Zilberstein have 15 pages on whether marijuana has Kedusha Shvius? Because apparently, medical marijuana obviously is a very important industry, and in Eretz Yisrael, in Israel, they have certain places where they are permitted by the government to grow marijuana for medical purposes, but there's under very, very tight security. They have electric fences around the places, and they have dogs and guards with guns and everything like that to guard these areas, and every last leaf is accounted for, and everything is very very carefully done. And apparently there are only three places in Israel that actually grow medical marijuana, and one of them is owned by a firm person. So he wanted to know what are his obligations or limitations regarding Shemitah, especially considering what are the halachas when you have Peros that have Kedusha Shvius, when you have something that actually has the Kedusha of Shemitah. So halacha number one is that it's Asur B'Schora. You're not allowed to do business with anything that has Kedusha Shvius, not allowed to make money by selling Kedusha, things that have Kedusha Shvius, etc. So there are ways that that this fellow might still be able to make a living, but that wasn't his major concern. The second issue is that you're not allowed to be Ma'abed Kedusha Shvius. If something has Kedusha Shvius, for example, and this is very practical halacha l'maisa, a lot of times you'll buy a bottle of wine from Israel, and you notice on the wine it will say Otzer based in Shemitah. The halacha is you're not allowed to destroy that wine, which would mean that if you're making avdallah and you like to have the minhag of pouring the wine over the coast and then putting the fire out with the wine, you're not allowed to do that with Shemitah wine. Every last drop has to be drunk. You have to drink it in the normal way. You're not allowed to just destroy Shemitah produce. So that's the second halacha about Shemitah produce. But the primary one that this fellow was concerned about is that there is a chiyuv to be mafkir your field during Shemitah. You have to let it be hefker and let anyone who wants to come in. But the problem is he's running this marijuana, I don't know if you call it a field or whatever, and if he just lets anyone come in, first of all, he would be thrown in jail, and the government, you know, it would be terrible. Obviously, it would be a tremendous hezek to the public to just let anybody come in and take. So he wanted to know what does he do in this situation. So really, there are two parts of the question. First part of the question is whether or not there is Kedusha Shvius on something like marijuana. Now, that shouldn't be such a new discussion, because it should probably be very similar to the discussions that Poskim have had for many years about tobacco, whether tobacco has Kedusha Shvius, something that you grow and then smoke instead of eat. It's something that you wouldn't eat, so would that have Kedusha Shvius? Now, what's a little different over here is that marijuana is used for medical reasons. Tobacco is never used for medical reasons. It's what gets you in the hospital in the first place. Marijuana is used to treat pain and is often used for medical reasons. So that might make it a little bit different. So there are two tshuvas that Rav Zilberstein published on this topic, one by himself and one that was written by Rav Efrati Shlita. So the first tshuva, he says that in his kolel, Rav Zilberstein said they actually brought some of the marijuana under armed guards. The guy got permission from the government to bring some to his kolel so that the guys could see what it is and figure it out. So they spent a day enjoying the marijuana, and they said that it had this incredibly delicious smell. It had a very good smell. They weren't smoking it. They weren't doing anything. Oh, it should also be pointed out, when it's used medically, it's not only smoked. Sometimes what they'll do is they'll turn it into like an oil, and they'll take some of the drops and mix it with oil, and you put drops on the tongue, and that's how it's used. Not always used by smoking, and that might make a bit of a difference also. But he said right away when they brought it into the room and they opened it up and it had this incredible smell, they all made a bracha, bori yisvei b'samim, because the halacha is that we make brachos not only on foods, and we make brachos on smells, not only at Havdalah. You make a bracha on a smell whenever there's something that's a very strong positive smell. So there is a suffek in the Yerushalmi whether besamim has kedusha shvius, whether something that has a very good odor has kedusha shvius, and it's not. It's an ibayah d'loiv shita in the Yerushalmi. The Yerushalmi doesn't come to any clear conclusion, but the poskim the poskim discussed this, and Rechaim Kanievsky in the Sefer Derech Amuna in Perek Zayin and Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach are both machmir that besamim should have kedusha shvius. And another tzad to be machmir is also Rav Chaim Kanievsky quotes all the poskim that discuss tobacco and suggest that tobacco has kedusha shvius. So if it has this strong positive smell and they use it as tobacco, so maybe they use it as something that they would smoke, so maybe it would have kedusha shvius. Now if it has kedusha shvius, this farmer, this tobacco grower, I mean not this marijuana grower, cannabis grower, is in big trouble, because if it has kedusha shvius, he's going to have to figure out how to be mafkirit. But not so fast though, because kedusha shvius sometimes is totally in what the plans are of the person who is planting it. The halacha is, for example, that there's a discussion in the Yerushalmi, actually a stira in the Yerushalmi, whether something that's used for medication, something that's used only for cholim, would have kedusha shvius or not have kedusha shvius, and the Chazon Ish comes to the conclusion in Simin Yodal, the Chazon Ish says l'maisa that melugma doesn't have kedusha shvius, something that would be used for refuah purposes would not have kedusha shvius. Now the Chazon Ish is not the only opinion. There are other poskim that disagree and think that things that are used for refuah purposes would have kedusha shvius, but at least that's the opinion of the Chazon Ish. Another tzad to assume that it would not have kedusha shvius is the Gemara says in a couple of places in Maseches Sukkah, Maseches Bava Kama, the Gemara talks about if you have wood, firewood that you're going to use to then cook on. So the way they would use the wood is they wouldn't just burn the wood and cook as the wood is burning. They would burn the wood, wait till the wood turns to like a charcoal, and then burn on the hot coals. So that's called hana'aso achar biuro. That if the hana'ah you get from it is after you've already destroyed it, so then such a thing would not have kedusha shvius. If the way that one benefits from it is after he's already destroyed it, and not that he's benefiting from it as you're destroying it. Meaning, when you have a fruit, when you have an apple, let's say, you are getting hana'ah from it as you are destroying it. You're destroying it by eating it, and you're enjoying it by eating it. But if you destroy it first and then get the hana'ah, hana'ah so'achar biuro, would not have kedusha shvius. So certainly when you turn it into the drops that they would put on the cholas tongue, that would seem to be anasa achar biura. The first they destroy it, and then they turn it into something, and then they use that something for the hana'a. It's also possible, the Yerushalmi mentions, or the Gemara rather, the Bavli says, that it needs to be the kind of hana'a that's shavah l'kol nefesh. So one could argue that this would not be considered shavah l'kol nefesh, that the use of cannabis for medical reasons or even for recreational reasons would not be something that would be considered shavah l'kol nefesh. So Rav Efrati says, that's it. And end of story. I mean, there's no shayla, there's no kedusha shvius, you don't have to worry about being mafkir, there's nothing to talk about because it simply doesn't have kedusha shvius. Rav Zilberstein is not as convinced that we're so clearly passing like Chazon Ish, he's not as convinced that this is called Hana'aso Achar Biuro. Maybe this is called Hana'aso Biuro Shava, if that's the way that you are eating it, meaning when they put the drops on the tongue, and certainly when you're smoking it, the Hana'a seems to be coming pretty much simultaneously. He's not convinced that it's called the Eino Shava L'Kol Nefesh. If people who are not Cholim would enjoy it also, it's just that they could end up abusing it if they use more than a very small amount of it, but it is something that may be universally enjoyed, so he's not convinced that it's not called Shava L'Kol Nefesh. So what do you do if you hold that this might have kedusha? If you hold that it has kedusha shvius, so there's a fascinating discussion in the in Shkalim, in Yerushalmi and Shkalim. The halach is, the Mishnah says that shomri svichin b'shvius are notin scharon mitrumas halishcha, that they used to have people guard over certain fields during Shemitah in order to make sure that they had the grain to use for the karban omer for the shtei alechem and shvuas. But the problem is, you're not allowed to guard things on Shemitah. You have to make it hefker. How are they allowed to guard things during Shemitah? So Beis Din would appoint people to guard things. So the Rishonim have all sorts of different ways to try to explain why they were allowed to guard things. Tosfos in Maseches Yevamos writes that they weren't really guarding it from people, they were just guarding it from animals. Other Rishonim say, no, by guarding, it didn't mean that they stopped anyone. It's just that when people would come close, they would say, just you should know Bezin's planning on using this for the Karban Omer, for the Shtei Alechem, and then people would on their own stay away. But over here, L'chora, none of these heterim apply, because you're guarding it from people, you don't want people coming in and taking all this marijuana, and you're not just telling people, they have barbed wire fences with guard dogs and all sorts of crazy things like that. So it would be very, very difficult to suggest that would be a fulfillment in any way whatsoever of being mafkir the payroll. So Rav Zilberstein suggests that maybe over here in this case there's no isser of mashumar, because Chaim Kanievsky quotes from the Chazanish that there's no isser to be shomer peros shvius. The only isser to be shomer peros shvius is on the bailum. The bailum is not allowed to be shomer the peros, but an inish dialma, some other person who happens to be a strong guy and wants to prevent other people from coming in, that's a grumma bialma, and there's no isser on being shomer the peros. Over here the shmira is done by the government. The bailum of the field is not the one doing the shmira, so maybe that's not a violation of the bailum's requirement to be mafkir the peros. So Rav Zilberstein says he's not convinced by that argument at all, because it is the bailum who's being shomer. The government requires legally that he has to be shomer, but he's the one that puts up the fence, he's the one that gets the dogs, he's the one that actually does all the legwork and actually has to be shomer the peros. So he's not convinced that would actually work. Another sad laheter that he suggests is based on the idea the Rambam writes that Ayaros Eretz Yisrael Asmuchu Masvar, that if you have these cities of Eretz Yisrael that are close to the border, you could put someone who's trustworthy to make sure Gayim don't come and take the Peroshvias. Even though the requirement is to be Mafkir Peroshvias, even for Gayim, you have to be Mafkir to everybody, but if the concern is that the Gayim are going to misuse it, that they're going to take it and they're going to be Ma'abid it, they're not going to treat it properly, they're not going to give it to Jews to eat, B'Kedusha Shvias, so then you're allowed to guard it and protect it from them taking it. So maybe the same thing would apply over here. The concern is that people are going to misuse it. You're not holding it back from anyone who's going to use it properly. But that's not so clear either, because the definition of misuse halachically is different than the definition of misuse legally. You're protecting it from people misusing it legally, not from people misusing it halachically. Meaning, what if someone, a regular Jew, wanted to go in and take some to have recreational enjoyment from it? So halachically, that's not called misuse of peros shvius, but legally, that's obviously called misuse of peros shvius. So it's really a significant trouble. If one were to paskin that has kedusha shvius, there really is very. Zilberstein suggests a creative eitzah, but whatever. Not for now. There is very little eitzah if you hold that it actually has kedusha shvius. But there are so many different snifim lahakel to assume that it doesn't have kedusha shvius in the first place, that probably the guy doesn't have a chiyuv to be mafkir, and probably wouldn't have an isser schora either on the cannabis that grows during Shemitah. Okay.